Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Great show today. We've got so much for you. So many things going on. Pro football's greatest week, but also baseball. Indians taking on Toronto tonight. 7:10 first pitch. Zach Plesac on the mound for the good guys. And you saw what happened yesterday. Not only did they give us a nice, well-reserved and deserved day off, but also they come away with a win. But the thing is, for me anyway, since I was down in Columbus over the weekend, I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, okay, the bottom of the lineup, who are these guys? Well, to help me sort everything out, was working alongside Matt Leininger. He's the director of social media and website communications, as well as the voice of Huntington Park in Columbus, to get us all caught up to date with the Columbus Clipper Guardian Indians, I guess we'll call them, is Matt Leininger. Matt, how are you? And thanks for joining us.
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Dude, my head's spinning because it's been a whirlwind over the last couple of days. I want to start out by thanking you. You guys were so hospitable the other day. What a beautiful ballpark. For people that have not been there from Northeast Ohio, tell them what's in store for them at Huntington Park.
I'll tell you what, Huntington Park, we like to think of it as a gem here in the Midwest. AAA baseball, 10,100 seated capacity here, of awesome promos, and it's all about the fans. We start a two-week, 13-day, 12-game homestand here at Huntington Park tonight. Six games against the Omaha Storm Chasers, and it's a Kansky Tuesday dime a dog. That's right. We do 10-cent hot dogs on every Tuesday home game. So fireworks on Saturdays, all sorts of stuff. Come on down. See the future Cleveland Guardian Indian Clippers here in Huntington Park in the capital city of Ohio.
Matt, were you a tight end at Bowling Green?
Played a little nose, mostly defensive tackle.
So you're on the defensive side of the ball. How many dime dogs can you eat? You're a pretty big kid.
So I put down 13 once.
Are you serious?
We didn't give it another try after that. I think that's a solid benchmark for me moving forward. We don't need to attempt that again.
Kobayashi, you are not. So
I am not.
Let's get caught up to date with things. And again, just a fantastic facility there. We used to have the Canton Akron Indians here, so I'm familiar with the minor leagues and the AA affiliate who moved to Akron. But the thing is, for me anyway, because they've been gone for 20-some years, how hard is it for the fans to really gravitate towards a team they don't know that's going to be there? Or are they more excited to see future stars of Major League Baseball?
Honestly, when it comes to minor league baseball, it's really a small portion of our fans actually care about the baseball. And you get your baseball purists and stuff, but most people are just, you know, it's families looking for activities to do, you know, different from going to the movies or, you know, having a picnic in the park. Hey, let's go watch a ball game. You know, how much baseball is actually consumed by the fans that come through the gates is mostly minimal, I would say. But there are those diehard baseball fans who come in. They want, you know, they bring their scorebook. They're locked into every pitch the entire game. They know all about the top 30 prospects and who's coming through and who's down rehabbing and stuff. So there is a portion of it, but the majority of the fans are just looking for something to do. And so it's just a fun family atmosphere, and that's what minor league baseball all across the country is all about. It's all about the fans having fun.
In the early 90s, we saw fans and we saw some of these athletes come through that would either be Major League Baseball players, and some of them became NFL football players. In fact, one for sure is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Deion Sanders when he was playing baseball, I believe, with the Braves organization. Before we get into the Indians' prospects, name a few, if any, big-time prospects that have traveled through Columbus that we would recognize in the big league uniform.
Oh, good.
Other than Indians.
Other than Indians, yeah. So you can look at all of our Yankees days. We were a Yankee affiliate for, I believe, 32 years. So all of those titles that came in the 90s all came through Columbus. You know, Rivera, Jeter, Bernie Williams was a Clipper. You mentioned Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was a Clipper.
Wow.
there's a lot of Yankee history that came through here, and now I believe this is the 12th, maybe 13th year of the affiliation with Cleveland, and it's so much fun. You know, we've had guys with Corey Kluber, Francisco Lindor, Yovani Urshela all come mm-hmm. through here. Yandy Diaz, Jesus Aguilar. You want to talk about guys in other organizations that were Clippers, you know, Clipper alumni now. And you know, there's always those one or two guys that you can tell are going to make it. And it's just a matter of them finding the right situation. You know, it's not necessarily a talent thing if they can't make it in Cleveland, you know. Mm. So it's guys get different opportunities elsewhere, and it's honestly fun to see. It's fun to follow these guys all across the different teams, even when they are no longer, you know, within the Cleveland umbrella.
Matt Leininger is the Columbus Clippers Director of Social Media and Website Communications. He's also the voice of the team in Columbus. Okay, let's dig right into this. You know, over the weekend, we saw Bobby Bradley come back from the bereavement list, recalled Eli Morgan. Yu Chang goes back down. You and I were talking about Yu Chang on Friday. Now he's back yep. down there. Daniel Johnson, I mean, Justin Garza, Owen Miller. How do you keep track of all these movements, and what should we expect from these guys?
You know, it's just a matter of getting opportunity. It's like what we were talking about with Yu Chang. I am a big fan of Yu Chang, and for a guy like Yu Chang, I believe, and I'm not a scout, mm-hmm. so don't think that my word really means that much. But I believe a guy like Yu Chang just needs every day at bats. And so when he was sent down a few weeks back, he 2-3 hits every single game because mm-hmm. he was playing every single day. Yu Chang, we've got guys like Andrés Giménez, Nolan Jones here right now that are making moves. You know, there's a lot of bright spots in the future, and there's a lot to be excited about for Cleveland baseball.
When they brought Giménez up and he was part of that deal with Frankie Lindor, they started him at the beginning of the season at shortstop, couldn't hit, sent him back down to AAA, and he's been there a lot longer than some of these other guys that have yo-yoed back and forth. And that brings me to like a guy like an Owen Miller. When they finally brought Owen Miller up to the bigs, everybody's really excited. This guy's ripping the cover off the ball in Columbus, blah, blah, blah. Comes up here, can't hit. What's the deal? Is the pitching so much better at the big league level that they get a book on them and these guys can't make it at the big league level?
You know, I think it's just a matter of certain guys capturing lightning in a bottle in their first trip up. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being called up, you know, not quite catching on to the big leagues, getting sent back to AAA and working on some things and then getting another chance. It's, you know, it's just all about getting opportunity and getting at bats. I don't know. It's the guys going up and down, up and down. That's just minor league baseball. I remember Sean Armstrong. I'm pretty sure he had 7 or 8 trips up and down 71 back in 14 or maybe 15 or 16. And that's just how it goes when you're not quite that next level player that's going to stick around and can really stick on and, you know, have that chance to be an everyday guy in the big leagues. So I think it's just a matter of catching that lightning in a bottle. And if it's your first time up and being able to stay, then you know you got a really good ball player.
Mm-hmm. Matt, do you get the opportunity to hang out with these guys, see them like during batting practice or maybe at a regular, I'm sure they don't have that many regular practices during the regular season, but do you get a chance to pal around or at least, you know, jack them occasionally?
Pre-COVID times, yes. You know, with handling the social media and then also, you know, the game day PA duties and you know, setting up the guys' walk-up songs. I do get to interact with the guys a lot. That's one of the fun things. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of the highlights of my career was being able to amplify Bobby Bradley's nickname of the Assassin.
Bingo, that's what I'm getting at right here. And I want to stop you right there because when they broke camp and Bobby Bradley didn't make the big league team, they said that he was really down, he was really depressed. Was that the case when he came to Columbus, or did he play his way back into the everyday roster at the Indians?
You know, he didn't. Sometimes when you see a guy that's had that opportunity get sent back down, or had an opportunity at the big leagues and get sent back down, it's going to be one way or the other. They're either going to look at it like, okay, I got to get to work, or this is BS. I shouldn't be down here. I can't. Blah blah blah.
Right.
Bobby was back down here for a little while, and he was locked in.
So he wasn't moping around.
He's No, no. Okay. He's hustling out ground balls, you know. He's working every single day before BP, taking ground balls at first base. And the dude was just here to work. And I think it's really showing he's getting those everyday at-bats. He's feeling more comfortable. He's in the best shape of his life. I mean, the assassin is here to stay, and I am so excited about it.
You know, we are too, because we get to go to spring training every year. We obviously get to see these guys on a regular basis for about a week or so. And the other player that is normally down in Columbus and just got sent back down again is a guy like a Daniel Johnson. Now, here's a problem for him anyway. The Indians make a deal at the trade deadline, and they bring out a guy, and he looks great yesterday anyway, and he seems to be hitting the ball well in Miles Straw. Now, if he's your everyday center fielder, and we've got guys like Bradley Zimmer, Oscar Mercado, Daniel Jones, Johnson, what do you do with the Daniel Johnson, and what were the differences between him and Bobby Bradley when their time in Columbus was at the same time?
Differences-wise, I mean, everything that I saw was Daniel was a consummate professional. You know, the dude just, I always go to the running out ground balls thing, because that shows me, in my mind, you know, what kind of baseball character you have, whether you're hustling at all times. The Jet does not shut down. Daniel Johnson, I love the guy. He has so much talent. I think he's an everyday outfielder in the big leagues. It's just one of those situations where I don't know if it's going to be in Cleveland. But again, clear in the air, I am not a scout. I am not a front office person in Cleveland or anything at all. It's purely my opinion. But I love Jet Johnson. I think he is absolutely could be an everyday outfielder in the bigs.
Well, and it makes a lot of sense, too, because you get to see these guys on a daily basis, and we don't. And especially once you break training camp, you don't know what you're going to get, especially with a team like this. But this team's a little bit different right now. With Tito Francona stepping down, and you don't know what everybody's going to do, and, you know, the talk coming into the trade deadline, buyers, sellers, and you're out of it mathematically, they think. But maybe they still have a shot at the wild card. But I look at it a little bit differently, because there's something going on up in Cleveland right now. And this team with a bunch of young guys, they seem to be a little bit more motivated than maybe a bunch of veterans that I'm not going to say don't really care. But these guys are playing, some of them, for their professional career. And again, we're talking to Matt Leininger. He is a Columbus Clippers director of social media, website communications, and the voice of the Clippers. And it's really exciting for me to get your feel on some of these guys. Who would you imagine might be the next in line to get a call-up?
Next in line for a call-up is that's very tricky. I'm the firm believer, and I'm a little biased because obviously I work in AAA, but there's certain guys that I feel need to spend an entire year in AAA, in my opinion, should spend an entire year in AAA. A guy like Nolan Jones, Andres Jimenez, Tristan McKenzie, I would have loved if we could have had him all of 2020, right, and he just stayed here and worked. And it's not that I don't think guys should be getting chances, and it has nothing to do with player control or any of that other stuff. It's just, there's just something about getting everyday at-bats in AAA, being able to play every single day, that just advances the ball player and gets him to the next level much more than I think it does, you know, getting that call up and playing once every 5 days, maybe getting a pinch hit at bat every now and then. I feel it's really hard to get into a groove. So guys like that, I would love to see here. That's me being selfish, of course, that I want to keep Nolan Jones all to myself here in Columbus, but he will be in Cleveland and he will be a stud. It's just a matter of finding out what position Nolan Jones is going to settle in on, and he will be in Cleveland, hopefully, for a very long time.
You know, when this season started, we looked at our starting pitching as probably the strength of this team. But we've seen everybody and every injury imaginable, with the exception of Logan Allen. Logan Allen wasn't injured when they sent him down to Columbus. What's the deal with Logan Allen today?
So Logan's on the mound tonight.
Really?
His last home start, I think, was probably his best start of the year, at least with us. I can't think off the back of my head what his start was on our last road trip, but two starts ago was the best to me that he's looked. I'm a Logan Allen fan. So I'm talking about, I'm a fan of everybody, but I see Logan being a solid back half, you know, 4-5 starter. Got that southpaw in it, and yeah. He just has this swagger about him that I just I enjoy, and I would love to see him really find that groove and really be able to get another chance at being one of those back-ass starters up in Cleveland.
Connor Pilkington is the guy that the Indians got in the deal for Cesar Hernandez with the White Sox. He is not in Columbus yet, correct?
Correct.
What about Bo Naylor, Josh's brother?
Still down in Akron.
Any word on either one of these guys and when they might make their way either to Columbus or maybe would they just get moved right up to Cleveland?
It's all about the opportunities, what opens up and what is needed. I think Naylor has the skill set that if there was going to be anybody that was going to jump, he could do it. But again, selfishly, I'd love to see him settle in here in Columbus for a little while and, you know, find that groove that I keep bringing up. Looking at guys that have come up from Akron so far that have really made an impact with us, guys like outfielders Alex Call and Oscar Gonzalez. Alex Call is a little spark plug. He just flies around the outfield. And he's got a little bit of power. Oscar Gonzalez can spray the ball all over the field. Ball flies off his bat, and he's just got a cannon out and right, one of the best arms that I've seen. So Akron has given us some definite gems this year, and I wouldn't be upset if they send us a couple more.
Wouldn't we all, man? I'm sure they're saying the same thing up in Cleveland right now as well. Hey, listen, Matt, we really appreciate you joining us today. We're going to do this again real soon, too, especially because with about almost 60 games remaining, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of movement between Columbus and Cleveland, maybe even Akron as well, because we've seen a lot of that in the past. And usually they used to say the AA game was more of a pitcher's division and the AAA was more of a developmental position player thing. But we'll keep an eye on that and try to figure this whole thing out. And when Kenny gets back a little bit later on in the season, we'd like to do this again if you're up to it, all right?
Absolutely, anytime. I appreciate you having me, and Friday was a blast, brother.
I appreciate it, man. That sure was a good time. We look forward to doing that again, maybe even next year. Matt Leininger, Columbus Clippers Director of Social Media, Website Communications, PA Voice of Huntington Park, and he does some stuff with the Buckeyes as well, so we'll have him on the airwaves again, maybe during basketball season. We're going to break in right now. More of your thoughts, more of your phone calls at 330-450-1480. It is the Kenny and JT Show.